Now, after looking at haunted Essex for a little while, Margaret Mills has decided this week to go over to folklore, I think. And so what is your first folklore tale for us?
Well, my first folklore tale is some of the very strange, weird and wonderful cures and remedies that have been handed down the generations in Essex and elsewhere. I've tried to concentrate, Scott, on particularly the ones that are well documented in Essex.
Good stuff. And so what's the first one?
Right, the first cure, I think I'll give this one because it's certainly the simplest and perhaps the easiest for us to do. If you want to be free from cholera, something we're all concerned about today, isn't it? I don't think so. The advice handed down the generations, in the words of Corporal Jones of Dad's Army, is simply don't panic.
That's it. Don't panic. Well, it seems to work. We haven't got cholera.
Absolutely, absolutely. Would you like another remedy?
Yeah, why not?
Right, another remedy. If you are feeling down in the dumps and feel you need a bit of a pick-me-up because life's not treating you very well at the moment, you need to, first of all, locate a live viper. Having located your live viper, cut off its head and then boil the remains of the body, discarding the head, boil the remains of the body and leave the water to cool and drink it. And we're told in books of folklore remedies handed down the generations that the boiled water, once cooled, can be drunk as a sovereign remedy for depression and as a general restorative.
I think I'd find it easier to watch TV. Yeah. Get something else.
Yes.
I first of all wouldn't want to sort of deliberately try and find a viper. And if I did, I'm not sure, A, I could catch it. And certainly I'm not sure I could chop its head off without it biting me. So I'm not sure that's a very good idea.
No, I hasten to say, don't try these remedies at home. They're definitely not as prescribed by your local GP.
Well, you can do the first one. Don't panic. That one's all right.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Good stuff. So what have you got lined up for now, us next week?
Right, next week, more folklore remedies.
Right. And what will it be next week? Any idea?
Yes. Next week, I'd like to talk about a book by a man called Samuel Wegg, who documented, who was so convinced of the healing powers of all these remedies that he'd accumulated, that he wrote his own book.
Good stuff. All right. We'll look forward to that next week. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.